there's no way to truly consider assistive technology unless you truly collect data and analyze and evaluate that data to determine whether the AT is working for a student. Data is the foundation of just about everything we do in the public schools. As you work through the AT consideration process, the team will come up with an assistive technology tool to trial. You have to collect data to determine if that tool is successful or not. Data can look very different depending what assistive technology you are attempting to trial. It could look different based upon the task that the assistive technology is supporting. It really varies. A lot of times when we're working with high incidence disabilities, one of the issues or one of the tasks that they're struggling with is reading or writing. When it comes to writing, one of the common tools is a word prediction program or a speech to text tool. When we look at the data to determine if it's effective, effective could mean different things to different students. An assistive tech tool could be effective if it speeds up their writing, if it improves their spelling, if it improves the legibility of writing. Data can vary based upon the student's needs. Data collection can vary based upon the task you actually want the student to accomplish or the task the student needs help with. Data collection is essential, but it can also be a short process. We want to make it practical. Often I have a student complete a 3-minute writing prompt, just handwritten after I train them on the AT tool. I will then give them a similar 3-minute prompt and ask them to write again. I'll do that a couple times, comparing their handwritten writing to the typing or the AT tool, the word prediction program. I'll look to see what the data shows me. Are they spelling words more correctly? Are they producing more content? You'd look to see if it helps the student at all.